This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
I stumbled upon this yesterday, and I thought it'd be entertaining. The top 10 NFL offenses now that the draft and free agency is done heading in to the year. Top 10 NFL offenses heading into the season. You care to...
I think we just did this. Is this an NFL.com situation?
Yeah, when did we do this?
We did this the other day.
Did we really?
This feels very fresh.
No?
Yeah.
Are they? We did this?
I did this with you, yeah. I said it's a football nugget.
No.
There's a different one?
Jets not 10.
This is not Cynthia Freeland's?
No, Eric at home.
Oh, so this is different.
Okay.
One.
No. Right. In fact, I was probably thinking about that. That's not what it is. NFL's top 10 most complete teams heading into the season.
See, that's a different animal.
Okay. Yeah, that's a completely different
list. I was reflecting back on what you did with Cynthia Freeland. This is Eric at home.
Did you see the panic in his face?
So that
he can see. He's like a kid with Coke bottle glasses that can't see anything. He's looking at the side. He's got two computers the size of Olivia in front of him, and you do something which is not appropriate, and he doesn't see it. I have a reaction, and he's like, oh, that I saw.
Well, also, he's at an angle, so it's hard to see
him. I'm in the perfect spot. Why do you think I sit here?
All right. Eric at home, NFL's top 10 most complete teams heading into 2023. Do I have any football music that I could listen to?
And play, there him, we go. Play him Jelly Roll for the football.
No, this is good. Jelly Roll. All right. So go ahead. What do you got?
Are we going back and forth?
Back and forth, till someone gets it wrong.
I'm going to go with...
Complete teams.
I'm going to throw you a curveball here. I'm not going to go with... No, I could do that. I'll go with the Eagles.
Eagles check in, sadly, at number one.
Ugh. This is why Taylor Swift likes the Eagles,
baby. Doesn't it? Because she's a... You think she's a front runner?
Well, I'm just saying. I don't know.
She's a bandwagon.
Why would she be a Philadelphia Eagles fan?
I don't know why anybody would be a Philadelphia
Mike
Eagles
Trout,
fan.
Mike Trout, season ticket holder.
Yeah.
Your rabbi.
Also, he's also boring as you know what.
Your rabbi.
Yeah. Well, he made a good decision in religion, bad in football teams.
I mean, I think you made a bad decision. Maybe this is why Ben's. This is why Alex is struggling with the chanting.
You could be right. Raymond, Eagles won. I don't understand why you find that to be odd. You chant.
Yeah, they chant it.
It's actually called chanting.
I mean,
well, give him a, tell them how to do it.
Like, Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam.
You don't refer to it like reciting? Like, you should call it chanting?
No. Okay, you can. I mean, if you said...
Chanting to me, like, I think of people at the arena, like, chanting loudly. No, that's what I think of.
We all do the wave,
go,
too.
Baruch, go. Go, Baruch, go. No, yeah, don't do that.
Defense.
Now, you bailed on Ben's bar mitzvah. Will you be going to Alex's, Raymond?
Harass them. Harass them. Make them relinquish the ball.
The plan is to go. The plan is to go.
I was planning to go
to Ben's, but things were different at that time. That's all I can say.
All right, Eagles off the board.
Penance.
<That's> right. Go, Schma. Go. Go, Schma. Go.
All right, may as well go with the Super Bowl champs. I'll go with the Chiefs.
That is number two. Your Kansas City Chiefs, the second most complete team in the entire National Football League. 3 through 10, still sitting here, very available.
How about the Fighting Santillos, 49ers?
The San Francisco 49ers, it's like you guys have seen the list. They are number three. Unbelievable. A great job. Not even knowing who their quarterback's going to be, you guys have already done very well. Raymond, back to you. 4 through 10.
It's the offseason, and so you know the hype will be there. I do think the Cowboys will be on the list.
Cowboys are on the list, and you didn't stray far. Cowboys check in at number 5.
Most complete number 5. Team,
number 5. So I have 4 and 6 through 10. 4 and 6 through 10.
See, that's the problem with the Cowboys is they get this is what sets Raymond up for such... disappointment.
The expectation every year is that they're going to be good.
Every year.
And then almost and every year they disappoint.
But they do such a good, like, Wilma. Santy, would you say that Will McClay gets enough?
Wilma?
No, Will.
Will McClay.
Will McClay, not Wilma. Not Will McClay. Will
McClay. Yeah.
Does he get enough credit?
No.
He doesn't.
In the building, he does. I don't know if that outside the building he does, but I in the building, they know how important he is, and they pay him appropriate. He's basically GM without the title.
Right.
He's terrific. Wilma is an outstanding GM, non-GM.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with...
I got 4 and I got 6 through 10.
I was having a hard time with this one yesterday when you asked me what athlete it would be. You said Joe Burrow. It's a pretty good one. How about the Cincinnati Bengals?
You got it all going on, my friend. They are number 4.
Ooh. Yes.
All right. I got 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Raymond?
Speaking of the hype, new quarterback, all these pieces, I got to think the Jets are going to be on this list.
That's accurate. Jets check in as the 8th most complete team in the entire NFL. They're 8.
Jets are 8. Okay, how about...
Can I just read to you what he says about
please.
The Jets?
I'm
not going to read the whole thing. Aaron Rodgers comes with some risk, nowhere close to a long-term solution, but for the time being, just terrific. Wide receiver isn't entirely sorted out. There was a big depth chart alteration with the signings of Rodgers' guys, Lazard and Cobb, plus underneath weapon, Mecole Hardman. Might be a deep enough group that Denzel Mims and or Corey Davis could be trade pieces come August. Tight end appears pretty set. As well, even if it's not a thrilling group, could the Jets add a veteran running back at some point? Sure. They have youth with Hall, Carter, the guy from Pitt, I can't say
no
his name.
No, name it. Come on, try it.
Abanaconda.
Pretty close.
And Bam Knight, all 24 years or younger, but Hall's returning from an ACL tear and might be the only true workhorse of the lot. Defensively, the Jets appear pretty well stocked on the edge at corner, but they're perhaps a bit less so at defensive tackle, linebacker, and safety. First-round selection, Will McDonald, was a surprise, but it gives Coach Saleh a deep well of pass rushers to mix and match. None of their thinner position groups are huge concerns, although we'd be a bit shocked if the Jets didn't add another defensive tackle. They signed Al Woods and Quentin Jefferson. All told, general manager Joe Douglas has revamped this roster quite well over the past few years. Now we find out if he's finally found the answer at quarterback that Gangrene has long sought. That's nice.
That's very nice. All right, so...
Jets were 8.
Jets were 8.
So I got 6, I got 7, I got 9, I got 10.
How many more NFC teams?
Raymond, are you okay with that answer?
That's fine.
Okay. AFC, AFC, NFC, AFC. 1.
So 1. So if you got Jets 8, how about Bills?
Bills, you are systematically taking
I'm
this
just
down
chipping
at the
away
knees.
At this list.
Number 6.
Wow, the Bills was going to be my next guess.
Yes. Buffalo Bills.
See, this is where it gets dicey for him.
Oh, it gets dicey is right. I got 7. I got 9. I got 10.
Let's stay in the AFC East. Let's go with the Dolphins.
We have a winner.
Oh.
Yes.
We have a winner, and his name is Rick DiPietro. Congratulations for the steal. You've already won. There's no pressure on you whatsoever now. Would you like to steal?
I would love to steal. So I have how many? I got 2 AFC teams left?
Yeah.
And I got 1 NFC. Oh, how about this team? How about this team? We were just talking about him. Fan called in, all upset. Right?
What team would that be?
Chargers.
Number 10.
Yes.
Number 10.
Take that, Raymond.
So I got 7, I got 9. One of each. I got AFC, I got NFC.
So Miami's out.
I was going to ask if one of the well, this was NFC, but yeah. Like if one of the reasons that Dave was drawn to this list was that team that
the Giants?
No, not the Giants. Although maybe the Giants could sneak their way on today. I could totally
top
see
10,
it.
Huh?
Yeah, I don't know if they they're
pretty balanced.
Complete team defense still might be an issue. They have holes.
Defense is okay. But this team that getting this primetime spotlight now and has high expectations for the first time in a while.
Oh,
a team
you
that Dave
you
really
think
likes.
The Lions.
Oh, the Lions.
What he's going with. No. See, you think I'm so transparent that just because I've discussed something or liked something that I'm immediately drawn to
absolutely.
That.
Well, last I absolutely
the last
believe
list was
that.
Because Andrew Thomas was on the list. That's why.
But I told you that.
Right.
Well, no, that had to be pried out of you. Yeah. You didn't volunteer
pride?
That.
Nothing was pried.
Like a thermometer.
I
pulled it right out of you.
No, I gave it up. Like an FBI informant, I gave it right up.
You would be the easiest to turn.
No, I would not. Sip. No, I would not.
I'm going to pull your fingernails out.
You'd have to... I take my own fingernails
out.
Nothing.
I'm going to smash your toe with a hammer.
Wouldn't even feel it.
I'm going to take away your TV.
No, that would be mean. That'd be mean.
No Giants football.
What do you want to know?
Exactly.
You win. All right, I got 7 and 9. You want to take a guess at these?
All right, so AFC, so there's no Dolphins. How about the...
Happy quarterback now.
Oh, Ravens.
Yeah, Ravens 7, NFC, they're always good. I don't know how they're
always good.
Good coach. Strange guy, good coach. Quarterback.
Does he chew a lot of gum?
Think so.
Well, that's Seattle.
Yep, Pete Carroll. That's right. Rick, you won again.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Take that, Raymond.
It's a good... That's
I don't want any excuses. I got so many jobs because RJ's not here.
It's a good segment by you.
Just got smacked.
He did well. He's a smart guy. Nobody ever doubted
like
that.
Like Dave's Giants.
Never doubted. Harvard education was never in doubt.
He didn't go to Harvard. He
was Harvard qualified.
I think which is better, if you turn down Harvard.
You know what? It's a fair point. Harvard says, we want you. Come on over here. Let us put our arms around you.
He was too good for Harvard.
You know what? I'm not going there.
You don't deserve me.
No. I'm too good.
You want to lie to my dad's face?
I'm too good for you.
I'm out.
But Harvard, could you imagine
that?
Harvard. You'd be a Harvard man.
Yeah, but I only went 1 year, though.
But kind still, of yeah. But Harvard.
But then I could have went back and got my degree at Harvard.
So you couldn't go back and play now, though, right?
I can't play. No, I could go back and get my education, but I couldn't. I think I could play another sport. Could I play another sport?
Well, J.R. Smith went back
play
for
golf, right?
Yeah, I think you could. You could play baseball at Harvard.
At this age, no chance.
I don't know.
Breakdown. One game. I can give you one game. That's it.
I would love to see that. Not the breakdown. Just watching you play one
like
game.
Rodney Dangerfield going back to school.
What was the name of the dive he did?
The Triple Indy.
See, you're good.
Love that movie.
Let's go to Ira Staten Island. Good morning, Ira. You're on 98.7.
Good morning. Look, I think you definitely should go for the baseball thing. You play first base. Maybe they have DH in college baseball. You could pull it off.
Yeah, right. Like the 40-year-old sophomore.
There you go. Why not? Age is just a number.
That's right. Ira, you could go back to swimming.
I still have 3 years of eligibility.
See?
I have no problem.
We'll go together, Ira. We'll share a dorm room.
You could both go to Harvard. Talk Jets the entire semester.
Yeah, and they could have that calendar shoot right up in the Harvard cafeteria. I think it would be a perfect scenario.
I love it.
So listen. So I know these lists are fun to do and everything, but I on paper, I do have to agree the Jets definitely cracked the top 10. And the reason I even think so, even though we talked about it, that the coach has to step up his game just a bit. The receiving group, this Devontae Adams story that he wants to get traded, and there's some rumors and non-rumors, whatever little tidbits are going around that maybe Rodgers or the people are connecting him to the Jets. But you know what? At the end of the day, Jets don't need him. You got Garrett Wilson, you got Hardman, and you got Lazard. What are you going to do with Devontae Adams? So that just shows you how much improved this roster is right now.
Ira, so what you're telling me now is if Devontae Adams picked up the phone and called Aaron and said, I want to be traded, and then for some reason Las Vegas was like, you know what, he's not happy.
It sounds like there are some rumblings of unhappiness.
Yeah, well, you've heard him. I mean, he was pretty vocal about it. They don't see this thing going. They're not seeing the future of Vegas the same, Devontae Adams in management. But, I mean, if Devontae Adams wanted to be a Jet, you'd say no?
No, I'm not saying I'd say no. It's just, to me, it would be like an extreme luxury.
Yeah, you don't need him. He's right. He makes you considerably better. He's elite. He could be the best receiver
elite,
in all of football.
Elite.
Yeah, elite.
Like, Garrett Wilson is good. Devontae Adams is...
Okay. You're not wrong. Do you need him? You don't need him. He would be an amazing luxury.
I think
you
always need him.
Your wide receiver room is very good.
Yeah, but that's not the question. Does RJ have any... Yes, you need no. Do we, if we didn't have him, could we survive? But if all of a sudden now he wanted to be a Jet and they would trade him to the Jet, yes. Yes.
I understand that, but they don't need him. He would be a luxury at this point.
No, they're trying to win a Super Bowl.
Then why not go after him?
Well, I don't know if it's a possibility.
Well, why not? Okay. DeAndre Hopkins is certainly a possibility.
Yeah, I don't know if DeAndre Hopkins is Devontae Adams.
He's probably be your number two receiver right away.
Okay, but Devontae Adams would be my number one receiver right away.
Okay.
Who has a relationship with Aaron.
But DeAndre makes you better, considerably better. DeAndre Hopkins is a stud receiver.
He's a stud, yeah. I mean, he's a little quirky, but yeah.
Who cares?
Well, I don't disagree with you. Well, I don't disagree with you at all. Unfortunately, DeAndre Hopkins wasn't on the wish list. Could you imagine Devontae Adams?
Oh, that would be amazing.
With the Jets?
No, don't do this to yourself. Look, you get Aaron Rodgers, now you want everything.
No, I don't want everything.
I want this guy, I want that guy.
I want people to be happy. He's unhappy. If you have a Taco Bell in your house and you live in Vegas and you're still unhappy, You got, I mean, there's something going on.
All right, Raymond, give me my sounder. Give me my open.
Is this
Boogaloo
a real college?
Lawarno.
Or not?
Or LaShorno.
All right, here's what you do. 800-919-3776 for your chance to play. Is this a real college or not? And qualify to win a 2023 Ford Bronco and win VIP access to the ESPN New York Beach Bash on June the 30th. All brought to you by All American Ford Auto Group with huge locations throughout New Jersey in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Head to ESPNNewYork.com for promotion, rules, and information. So, I can get us through three rounds of this game. I have nine separate three packs. Now, what you need to do is get two of three correct. So I have three questions for everybody. If you get two of three correct, two questions out of the three, you are the big winner. How complex do you think this is? You think that right off the bat somebody gets it?
I think for your sake, you probably hope that they do.
Well, once we go past round three, I'm out. Well, I mean, you wanted me to come up with more than 27?
This was your suggestion.
Mm-mm.
You were like, I was told you were part of the meeting with Troy and everybody else.
No, I haven't seen Troy in months.
They said you were heavily involved.
Not one conversation did I have about what we were going to do.
I have nothing to do with this.
Well, what we need,
so you got to make sure that the people that are being, are calling in are
knowledgeable.
Yeah, equipped.
No, nah, maybe.
I can't imagine these are tough questions.
Some of them are beautiful.
I think some of them are going to be awful.
See, you won't even be honest.
I will. This is going to be a train wreck.
You won't even give me an honest answer.
Because you spent time during the show.
So what?
Making up college names.
Not. I mean, during the commercial breaks.
What?
They're circulating in my head. No, I'm always
second,
working.
For a second, you looked at your computer screen and saw a name of a school
right.
That was clearly an infomercial for an adult website and thought, this can't be is this a real college?
Right.
And then clicked on it.
Yeah.
And then now
I'm concerned.
Right. I mean, you should be.
For employment.
It's a work computer.
Yeah, no, it's big. It brought me right to Pornhub.
No, I think we know why.
Yeah. It brought me right there. I was like, this can't be. This is a this could be a real school, but it was listed as like Catawba, and then below it was this this sexual act. Wow. How could that be a real school? I thought it was. I clicked on it, and then I was brought to.
I wish that ended up on the list.
Nefarious places.
All right, we got to try it.
All right, let's go. 1-800-919-3776 to get yourself involved. Hope he does well. RJ, I'm going to need some more. I know you're listening. If we get past three rounds here. All right, here we go. Jim, Connecticut. Jim, welcome on in. How are you?
Hey, Dave. It's Tim, actually.
Oh, this is not a good start. It's Tim?
Yes.
All right, that's on Raymond. All right, Tim. Are you ready to play Is This a Real College or Not?
I am.
All right. Is this a real college or not? You must get two of these three correct. Question one. Citrus College. Number two. Oglethorpe University.
God. This is just Hackfest.
Hackfest my butt. Number three. Benadryl University. Which of those three is in fact not a real college?
I'm going to go with Benadryl.
That's right.
Oh my.
Benadryl University, not a real college.
Oh, my goodness.
Not a real college.
All right. That's awesome.
Okay.
Well, you haven't won yet. You got to get one more right.
No, yeah, you have two more questions. You must get one of them right. Okay? Question two. Flavian College. Flavian. Converse.
Bobby Flay School.
Converse University.
Mm-hmm.
Or Friends University. Flavian, Converse, or Friends?
I'm going to go with Converse.
He's going to go with Converse. Rick, where would you go?
I would go with Flavian.
Rick would be correct. Jim, you're not correct.
No.
But Jim.
One more.
But Jim, if you get this one correct, you still win. You ready?
I am.
Gustavus Adolphus. Gustavus Adolphus, Presentation College, or Ghibli College? Gustavus Adolphus, Presentation College, or Ghibli College? Jim, for the win, for the chance at the Bronco, for the VIP at the Beach Bash, what's your answer?
Presentation College.
Rick, what do you think?
I think I would have went with Ghibli.
Rick, you'd be sitting right next to me at the Beach Bash. Jim?
Oh, you're wow.
Out. Come on, Jim.
You're out. And now I'm nervous.
I'm on fire today.
I'm going to need something from RJ here soon, though. Let's see. Did he send me some? I don't think RJ sent me anything.
Citrus.
RJ RJ told me, don't worry, I got your back once you get past a certain point.
Well,
I
he's have- probably worried. He's hard at work right now.
He's waiting for you to get to that certain point.
His little fingers can only write so fast.
Oh. Okay. Let's bring in, I'm going to let you choose, Paul, James, or Primo.
Let's go with Primo.
Primo,
in Manhattan.
Okay. Primo in Manhattan. Hi, Primo.
Hey, how's it going, Dave? Rick?
Good, 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 good. All right, you ready to play? Is this a real college or not?
Yes, I'm ready to play.
All right. Tim Jim failed round one. Here we go. Tougaloo.
Here we go.
Tougaloo. Boogaloo.
Oh.
Or Madonna University. Tougaloo. Boogaloo. Or Madonna University.
I'm going to go with Tougaloo.
Which one?
They went with Tougaloo.
Tougaloo's a real school.
Is it really?
Boogaloo. Not real.
Boogaloo, not real.
Boogaloo brought us back to the origination of the segment.
Boogaloo. Okay.
Now he has a chance here. Here we go. Question two. Sitting Bull College. Sitting Bull College. Nazareth Tabone.
Yep.
Or Huston Tillotson. Sitting Bull, Nazareth Tabone, or Huston Tillotson.
I'm going to go with Nazareth.
What did you go
Nazareth
with?
Nazareth Tabone.
Nazareth Tabone, you're correct.
Yes.
He Attaboy, is Primo. Correct.
Got to get this one right.
All right, here we go. I think, well, you'll determine. Slippery Rock, Prell, or Evergreen State? Slippery Rock, Prell, or Evergreen State?
Gonna go with Evergreen State.
That's incorrect.
Oh, no.
The answer would be Prell. It's a shampoo.
It's Purell.
Prell.
I think Purell's the hand sanitizer.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah. Now we're in trouble. Now, RJ, we're gonna need your assistance because I only have one more three pack.
This has got to be it.
Well, I only have one more.
Well, I'm just saying, there's a lot of pressure on whoever we pick up next.
Well, I need RJ to send me, because I only have one more. There's three I have to ask.
Why do you keep calling out RJ?
Because he said I'm going to...
So you only have, but you have a three pack.
One of them.
Okay, but I'm saying, so next, this person has to...
No!
Oh,
Rick,
no.
One Rick, three pack!
Rick, what did you cuddle, marry, or trash what this segment was going
to
be?
I told you, it was
going
to be a disaster.
How is this on me?
I married disaster.
Right. The man thought Prell was a real school.
I married disaster.
I stand by. I don't think it's me. You want to go?
You're killing the man for saying Prell.
Prell's a shampoo.
Yeah.
How do you spell that?
Prell. Prell.
Really? It is a shampoo.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. You want to go Paul or James?
Well, you have no questions.
I have one, and then I'm hoping in this interim, RJ is going to send me something. He just sent me. He just sent me.
So you got one. So you got two.
We're good. All right, you ready to play? You want Paul or James?
You pick.
Go with J, because it rhymes. James and Scotch Plains. James and Scotch Plains.
Okay.
Good morning, James.
Hey, good morning, guys. Love the show.
Thank you. All right, we start with what could be construed as not so easy. Longwood College. I did this for you, by the way.
Well, Longwood.
Longwood College. Yep. Velveeta. Or Beaver.
Oh, nice.
Longwood College, Velveeta, or Beaver. James?
I'm going to go with Velveeta.
Velveeta is a melty cheese. That's correct. All right. Now, I'm out. Now we turn to RJ's. Austin Peay. Northeast New York State. Or Elon.
Northeast New York State.
That's correct.
Oh, yeah.
That was a terrible one from RJ.
That's it. He's done.
Austin Peay. He's everybody done. He knows. Won. I know. But Austin Peay, everybody knows. And Elon is
well,
where George
Kirby
went.
Well, because he's a professional. He doesn't,
those
he doesn't
are not,
pick,
those
he doesn't
are not
pick
good.
Two schools and then think of it as head, like, what's in my shower or my refrigerator?
You know what? It stumped half the callers. In fact, it stumped all the callers.
Velveeta.
You know what? I had to make it easier. James, congratulations.
Attaboy, James.
Thanks, guys.
All right, there you have it.
You saved the segment. We're 3 minutes late, and Dave has completely
I did nothing
bungled.
Wrong.
You bungled the whole thing.
How did I bungle?
Because you didn't have enough questions, first of all. And second of all,
RJ sent me backups. They were, you got them wrong.
I got them all right.
Half of them you got wrong. You're like, Prell? I've never heard of Prell.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
So how about this? This is wild. And of the seven games they played in the conference final so far,
yep,
the underdog has covered every single one.
Every single game.
That's wild.
It is wild. It really is.
You think that trend continues tonight with the Miami Heat? I think the Miami Heat are giving two, maybe?
So you think Boston wins tonight?
Well, no, I'm just saying I would think Miami wins tonight to break the streak of underdog covering in every single game.
I don't know what Boston... First of all, I don't know what the deal with Boston is. I don't know what happened in game three. It looked like they were done.
Absolutely dead.
Yeah, I don't understand how that happens. Because remember, you had one of the games before game three, too, where he was, again, like Mazzulla's been real combative with the media.
He stinks.
Where I had him ready to play in the first half, and they let go of the rope in the third quarter. Like, I mean, anytime you hear, like, that buzzword for let go of the rope means...
And by the way, what was the score? They were down double digits at halftime.
Like, your team quit. I mean, that's pretty much what you're saying is your team quit.
You're saying that, but you're the leader of the team.
Right. I mean, that's a... Yeah, but you're... I mean, I had him ready to play... They let go of the rope. So that's kind of like, I did my job, I had them ready to play, and then for some reason they let
that's
go of
right.
the rope.
Wash your hands of the whole situation.
It's sometimes unfair, though. I mean, it's not, at this level, I don't need the coach to come in with a rah-rah speech to have me ready. Like, if
well, something's
for whatever
broken
reason,
there.
Yeah, of course there's something broken there. I mean, defensively, they're not the same team. They're not the same team defensively.
Turn the ball over a ton now.
Too much. Too careless with the ball.
All they are is a three-point chucking team now.
Yeah, I'm surprised by the lack of effort you saw in Game 3.
So if you saw almost no effort in Game 3, what would lead you to believe you'll get real effort in Game 4?
If there's any ounce of pride,
yeah,
leadership in that locker
room. Did it look like it in the second half that there was any ounce of pride?
No, it looked like they were all set with this coach and they're okay if he gets fired.
If you get hammered tonight, how could you possibly bring Mazzulla back?
Well, if the coach is available now.
Right? You have real coaches.
I don't know if you would.
Real coaches.
Like, what coach wouldn't want to take over this team?
That team, Bucks, I mean, you have some plum jobs.
Real good jobs.
Phoenix? these are...
Yeah, I mean, you have big names available to take these jobs. Yeah, like, I mean, this goes back to what happens sometimes, though. Like, we talked about this with the whole R.J. Barrett thing. Didn't make the deal for Donovan Mitchell. R.J.'s name was mentioned in it. What do they do immediately? What's the deal?
Lock him up to a long-term extension.
So, I mean, it's...
It's kind of transparent, though, no?
Well, what do they do here? I mean, this was one of those ones where it's like, I mean, the whole thing with Ime happens. They make a big deal out of that, which Stephen A. is still talking about, and it still bothers him. And then, rather than just wait, it was kind of like, listen, we know what we're doing. This is our guy. Here, he's the coach. And now, you're questioning, was that the right move?
And Udoka's available, too.
No, he's in Houston.
He took that job?
Yep.
Okay. He's a good coach.
He's a really good coach.
Really good coach. And he'll maybe be joined by
James Harden. I'm sure James, yeah, I love that.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
Great defense, held accountable.
Mm. Yeah.
Maybe he does.
They could be good at some point,
maybe
though,
he does stay in Philly if they get D'Antoni.
They could.
That's not a great look for him, though.
Just to be bouncing all over the place?
Well, not bouncing around. No, just like that. So the story came out that, and they're probably protecting him, because I can't imagine that you don't ask Joel Embiid if... You know, what he wants to do with the coach. And I get it. Like, you don't want, like, if I'm a player, I don't want to be responsible for getting the coach fired. But, I mean, I'm sure you have some say in it. So, the story came out that he had no say. Like, they didn't.
Embiid had no say.
They didn't really consult him about Doc.
Should they?
I get probably.
Okay.
Yeah, but they, I mean, I'm sure they did. But they're going to say they didn't because they're protecting him. And then you had the interview with James Harden. How's your relationship with Doc? And he's like, fine.
Have you heard rumblings that?
And then all of a sudden they hired D'Antoni. That's not,
yeah, that would be awful.
A great
have
look.
You heard rumblings that Embiid could be available?
Mm-hmm.
So then, what are you going to start from scratch?
You're going to try to find the coach that he wants, and then whatever player you can try to match with him if Harden leaves. Again, back to desperation. Is that Kyrie? Is it trying to trade for Dame? Is it Jaylen Brown?
So this process, this tanking, is not going to work.
He is the process.
It's not going to work.
Oh, it hasn't so far. Oh, you got to make the right picks.
They're not going to win championship.
Right, but you got to make the right picks.
Well, look how many picks they wasted.
I mean, you had the chance to take Tatum. Instead, you traded up and took Fultz.
Right.
And then you took Ben Simmons.
Both guys number one, I believe.
So what are you going to do?
And both not even good NBA players.
Like, what would this team be if it was Tatum and Embiid?
Scary,
yeah, right.
Scary good. Let's go to Joe in Greenwich. Joe, good morning. You're on 98.7. Hello.
Listen forever.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Hey, I've been listening forever, but all this talk of LaShorno and LaWarno and then Harvard and Rick, I actually went to Harvard. I don't usually drop that in the first conversation, but
I like it.
Thank you. My college roommate was the goalie on the depth chart ahead of what Rick would have been, where the coach lied to him.
Yeah, what was the goalie's name?
J.R. Prestafilippo.
Yep, that's right.
This is legit.
He was older, yeah.
So you could have actually been my college roommate. You could have gotten the tattoo. We could have...
Wait, did you play college hockey, Joe?
I did not. I wasn't an athlete. I was more of an athletic supporter. But
he would cheat for the athletes.
We did have a good time, and I remember that Rick stood on his head during the Beanpot and beat my roommate when we had a shot to win in the final. So... but, all this talk of Rick going to Harvard, I could have been your roommate, man.
Oh, it would have been fun, man. You missed out, because I can promise you I was probably more fun than your roommate.
J.P. Calaralo?
No.
What's his
Prestafilippo.
Name? Prestafilippo.
Yeah. Did I shut you guys out in the Beanpot?
I think it was an overtime game that I think there was a goal. I think it was like 1-1 going into the overtime. And then another one of my friends, who kind of, got Drury past him at the blue line, and he just kind of hauled Drury down from his shoulders and called a penalty. You guys won on a power play, but I always make fun of my friend whenever he's like, if we're hanging out and he falls behind me in the line, I just say, hey, Chad, like, are you gonna come and run up behind me and haul me down like Drury and so we lose the game? And so, you're part of our Harvard lore, even though you didn't go
nice.
There.
Nice. How about that?
Nice.
Thanks for the call, Joe.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Love you.
Oh, we appreciate you. It's nice to have like the ilk of a Harvard man calling.
Right. You see what happens though? I draw the intellectuals into the show.
Yeah, I think so.
MITs, Harvards,
the
Yales, yeah. Princeton, name it.
I think so.
I'm the Ivy League guy.
You didn't go to the Ivy League.
Oh, but I could have.
We're going to check out some schools this weekend.
So you told me that. Baltimore.
We're stopping at Princeton on the way down.
You told me that.
Well, I'm telling you again.
No.
We can't have.
Is he excited?
No.
No, not really?
No, nothing really.
Nothing really gets me going, huh?
Nothing really moves the needle.
Girls, nothing?
Not with me. I don't know.
Who cares? It's a wrap.
If he's,
Have you crossed that bridge yet?
What bridge?
That bridge. That talk.
The sex talk?
Yeah.
No, we haven't really had that.
You probably should maybe think about
it. I think he's good.
No, maybe just.
I just tell him be careful.
Well, great. That sweet.
What do you mean, sweet?
Like, come on.
I'm not going to be sweet. I'm looking. I don't want to be a grandfather.
Up.
Can you imagine me as a grandfather?
No.
No, exactly.
Well, you're gray, but no. You can barely take care of yourself.
That's right. So I can't be a grandfather.
And you're selfish. Selfish. Glaring.
What, I'm telling you we're going to visit schools.
No.
And now you're just unleashing all my shortcomings.
Me. Santi, put your headset on.
I'm not selfish.
Look, he's got no headset on. Like, he's lounging.
He's barely
on vacation.
Paying attention.
He's part
to
of the show. They don't get it.
No,
I literally just took them off.
See, this is what
5 seconds ago.
This is what happens. He's eating old nuts. This is what happens. This is like when Gross is here. They pretend like they're not doing a show anymore.
Who's,
and I got to sit here and listen to Gross.
Eating what?
Why talk you having
like,
old nuts?
They talk like Mayor Quimby for 45 minutes.
I'm not eating anything.
You're eating. I saw you.
You're
no.
gripping those old nuts.
You saw nothing.
Awful.
Maybe my eyesight's not the one in question here.
Listen, maybe like you're the old
maybe you're
guy.
Seeing things.
All right, what did you want from me?
As we started the show, what did I had a revelation for Dave. And he said, oh, yeah, you can do it before CMT.
I forgot.
Right.
Well, because I forgot.
Because you're selfish.
My short-term memory is not elite.
Because you're selfish. Because you're too busy thinking about household items you can add to your list that should have been done.
The fact that you
been done yesterday
was a shampoo is a schadenfreude on you. It's a shame
Prel,
for you.
Velveeta. What was the other one? There was another one.
Oh, Velveeta.
Citrus. Yeah.
You don't think that was
banana,
a whale? You don't think that was
banana
a
banana university? Grapes?
They didn't even get the
I
right.
What
you're
loved.
Like brick.
What
from,
I loved.
Like brick.
And I could have seen this
things.
Coming a mile away was that you went back to the classics.
Yeah, Boogaloo. Right. Because he does
Nazareth
not like to work.
Bone.
The guy thought Boogaloo was a real school. That was on me. I was told.
I
go
was
back
surprised.
To some classics.
I was surprised that Earl Ham didn't come back.
Yeah,
Earl
of course. Here's the thing. I don't need any of you.
I'm surprised
you were begging. You were begging for RJ's help. What do you mean you don't need any?
RJ's the voiceless, and I need him today.
Thanks for listening to the DPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
There is nobody worse cast for a movie in the history of cinema than Kevin James for Sean Payton.
Somebody thought that was a good idea.
And quite frankly, if I'm Sean Payton, I'd be livid about that.
Sean Payton has to be insulted about the whole thing.
Now, next week, Ray.
Next week.
And this is a big deal. Thursday, June 1. You can hang with us all day long. You'll meet me. You'll meet RJ. You'll meet Rick. At some point, Ray's going to make the trek out to Citi Field. Starting at 6 o'clock in the morning, I'm getting all choked up. We're going to be at Publicans in Manhasset for a very special pregame broadcast. And there's going to be music from Randy and the Zoo. Now, just steps away from Manhasset Station on the LIRR. Now, after the show, we're going to give you a four-hour bonanza of a show. After the show, we take the train to Citi Field and tailgate in Lot F. If you haven't heard about this, Lot F, before the afternoon game against the dirty Philadelphia Phillies. And it's all brought to you by the New York State Structural Steel Painting Contractors Association, the Window and Glass Dealers Association of New York, and Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey.
You think Taylor Swift is a Phillies fan, too?
Taylor Swift is a Phillies fan, I'm sure.
Gotta be, right?
If she's Eagles, she's gotta be Phillies, no?
One would think. Maybe she doesn't watch baseball.
Be honest with me now. Tell me you don't think less of Taylor Swift than you did coming into the
day. Absolutely do.
Of course, you have to. If you're an Eagle, I know this is a weird thing to say. And maybe this is inappropriate as well.
Think long and hard about what you're about
to say. I'm going to say it anyway. I think less of you... depending on the teams you root for. I just came out with it.
I get it.
I had to say it. Very honest about it. I think, like, I would like you a little bit more if you didn't root for the Cowboys and you rooted for the Giants.
Well, you took the words right out of my mouth with that one. You, the reason you treat me sometimes the way that you do, most of the time you're nice when it's not related to football and those sort
That's
of
right.
things, but whenever that subject is even remotely broached, you turn into an animal and you look down on me.
That's right. I do look down on you, and I'm telling you I would like you more if you rooted for the Giants and not the Cowboys. Is that a bad thing to admit, that I like people
probably,
less?
Probably. Yeah, probably.
Okay.
In his case, it's a step towards, you know... I don't want to say recovery because this is not something that I think he's ever going to recover from. But
I don't want to either.
No, this never changes.
But at least it's acknowledging the problem. At least.
You can do something for him, like unless you're the rabbi that's going to put Alex through this bar mitzvah.
No,
he's fine with it.
No, I'm not fine with it at all.
I mean, obviously you are.
No, I'm not.
Because you have the power. Only you could make the change.
We'd have to switch temples.
So
That's our temple.
No,
we've been there for
how many times you go to temple?
That's not about going. That's where the that's where the service is going to be held. We're not going to switch temples in the 11th hour.
I think you could have. Once you walk in,
so if you found out the priest was a Rangers fan for Milo's communion, you would have gone somewhere else.
Out.
I think you're lying.
What do you mean? I almost so I sold my dad's house. I bought my dad a house.
Okay.
Sold it. So as if it wasn't bad enough, I go to the real estate agent. Huge Devils fan. I don't like the Devils, but not as much as I hate the Rangers and
correct
the Flyers. People buy the house. Check comes in.
They wrote something on the check.
No, no. It was a Rangers check.
Oh, really?
The person was a diehard Rangers fan. So
they didn't tell you?
No. Almost canceled the sale.
Love it.
Almost canceled it. I was like, are you messing with me? He's like, no, this is the check that they gave us.
Do you know how much respect I'd have for you if you did that?
If I just kept the house?
If you're like, you know what, forget it, it's not for sale. Ripped up the check right in front of them. I will not. I mean, a Rangers check, really? You think they ordered the Rangers checks just to rub it right in your
no,
face?
No, I think they had. That would be diabolical if they did. I think they just were diehard Rangers
fans.
Diehard
Rangers fans with Rangers checks.
Rangers checks.
Sent you the whatever, the down payment, the bulk of the whatever it was on a Rangers check.
Right.
Yeah. So then you agree with me. You think less of people based on what teams they root
for.
Well,
no, not if they're close. Yeah, but if not if they're close friends.
Well, I like Raymond. I'd like him more if he.
Yeah, but I think
Cowboys is disgusting.
Right, it's disgusting. But if you're willing, I mean, he's a close friend, you're willing to overlook that and not treat him differently.
No.
Well, and then you're not really that close to him.
I love Ray, and I'm very close with Ray. I'd like him more. Why can't I be close with him, but yet like him more if, in fact, he rooted for the Giants?
Well, you just told me you loved him.
I do love him.
So this is nothing about like.
I love him. I love him.
He'd love me more, though.
I would love him more.
I get it. Listen, I don't agree with the notion. I don't think that's the way to properly love somebody, but I understand what he's trying to say.
It's an unhealthy relationship, Raymond.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, but I'm very unhealthy.
I think we all get it.
But again, at least we acknowledge the problem.
It's not a problem.
It can't be fixed, really, but it's all at right. least it's acknowledged.
You scolded me. I didn't set you up for your big take. You had something very important, big deal to announce to us, and now's your time.
No, so it wasn't like it's not a big take.
Well,
it's not
I
like
was it's told not, it was a big deal.
No, it's not the Maple Leafs are going to come back and win the Stanley Cup kind of take, or I'm just throwing something against the wall and hoping it sticks. You asked me last week. What my secret talent
was. So I take the Nuggets, and everyone laughs at me. They get to the NBA Finals. I get nothing. But I take the Leafs, and now I get scolded
yes.
for it. Why can't I get credit when credit is deserved?
Well, RJ's not here. I mean, RJ was the one that was really...
So RJ has the COVID. Is that what we're being told?
He's got the Nugget
flu. He's got the Nugget flu
the
is what he's
flu.
Got.
Yes.
That's rude.
No, it's not. Shut your mouth. So... No, so you asked me, and then you scolded me. I said, I can cook. You're like, well, everyone knows
oh,
you
that's
can
right.
cook.
That's
but
right.
I said, I could make homemade pasta. And you're like, whatever, I can fart with my hands. So I was doing something yesterday.
Whatever I can fart with my
hands. I realized what my secret talent
was. What's you tell us your secret talent?
I spent all day yesterday doing man stuff, mulched the entire front of the house. I am when I tell you.
A master mulcher?
Like, if there was a belt for mulching, I would be a black belt of mulching.
Really? You're a great mulcher.
An artiste. Artiste.
I like mulch.
It's like second nature to me.
Really?
I got the wheel. I got the rake. Cut it open. Flop it open.
Can I just ask you this, though?
Sculpt the beds.
Don't you have a landscaper?
Yeah, but I did it myself.
Oh, no, I understand that.
Well, it's too expensive.
So he would charge you?
Oh, he'd gouge you. Gouge you.
Really?
Oh.
So you're a self-mulcher.
Self-mulcher. On top of that, because I got Doc in town.
Right.
What he does, always finding the deal, mulch half price. He said, this is what he does. So they said, if you buy it Tuesday, full price. You wait till Thursday, half price.
Half price. So
give
half
us two
price
pallets.
Mulch, not paying the landscaper to do the mulching, ipso facto, egg bites.
Thousands saved.
Nice. Is that really
thousands.
What it was?
Thousands.
Thousands.
I'm telling you, mulching is a racket. And it looks
dark. What does it do?
Just for nice. It's nice. Like, so weeds don't pop up.
So it covers the
unsightly. It fills in all the beds.
Gotcha.
Thanks for listening to the DPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.